I was most impressed recently when I was driven around Thamesmead and was shown all the new developments and the future plans. Environment is an in-word and the present occupation of thought of many, the thinking about the environment, talking about it, writing about it. To see this deliberate effort to bring back the community and the family atmosphere in Thamesmead and to increase the quality of life, I was very impressed, as I say. Planet Earth, according to my Bible, is a very special, and the divine architect has so arranged things to sustain human life. At present in our solar system, the other planets are either too hot, too cold, too wet, or too something. Even when landing on the moon, man had to take his own atmosphere strapped to his back. We are told today that we can upset this very fine tuning of our environment by aerosol cans. This really is an acknowledgement of what the Bible account gives right at the beginning. And then God said, when he prepared it all, everything was good. But in addition to our physical environment, there was a spiritual environment that is summed up by the perfect harmony and love of God. This too has been morally polluted. The first item of pollution was disobedience, and this sin separated man spiritually from his Maker, and it still does. And as a Christian broadcaster, it thrills me to say that there is hope. Just as the plans in Thamesmead are developing, so God's great plan of salvation deals with the root cause of spiritual pollution. Yes, you've anticipated, I'm coming to our Lord's death on the cross and his resurrection. This brings a soul back into God's environment, and to use a Bible phrase, to be made nigh to God.